We have a large business community, like the Chamber of Commerce and the Abbotsford Downtown Business Association. How are your links with those groups?
We have a great relationship with Abbotsford Chamber of Commerce, with all the different rotaries and the service clubs and everything. But we always make sure that we are present and top of mind with them. Dave Sadu from the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association sits on our board as well too. So we're lucky to have him as one of our, you know, our board members. We work with all of those organizations and we try and stay completely connected with them. And we try and stay, you know, top of mind as well too, making sure that we're always sending our information in and we're trying to send out what we purchased to the local papers and everything so people know what's going on.
How would you know what equipments are needed? Do the hospitals call you directly? Does the government reach out?
So we work with the executive director at each hospital and we ask for an equipment list of the different items that they need. And then we choose items off of that list that we would be interested in funding. Or if we have a donor that has a specific area that they would like to fund, we would pull a piece of equipment off of that list. We never ever want to buy a piece of equipment that is not approved or needed because we don't want to sit in the corner and get dusty.
Would you then collaborate with other healthcare foundations across the province or do you generally do it all by yourself?
There is a foundation council. We do meet monthly and we talk about some of the different things that we're working on and everything, but we mainly focus on the Fraser Valley East area.
Could you give an example of kind of the equipment that you have purchased for people living in Abbey?
Last year, we actually purchased a CT scanner for the Abbotsford Regional Hospital. So Abbotsford Regional Hospital, I don't think people realize we are actually over 10 years old. A great analogy of a hospital equipment is kind of like your car. When you bought a car in 2000, it didn't have Apple Play and it didn't have Nav and it didn't have the big technology, right? And so hospital equipment and a CT scanner, they're kind of like your car. After time goes by, you know, they don't have the best technology. The screens need to be updated. And so we worked with Fraser Health and we raised over $2 million. So we've actually purchased two CT scanners here for Abbotsford Regional Hospital. So one has gone in already. And so we're just waiting for the second one to be installed.
I'm wondering how the pandemic affected your operations and fundraising. Can you tell me about that?
It's required a lot of creativity on our part and a lot of moving forward and kind of in a bit of a fog just because, you know, we work within the hospital and we wanted to support the hospital during the pandemic. And the community was very generous as well, too. The community wanted to drop off lunches and coffee and different support. So we actually helped facilitate all of those. When the community wanted to drop off personal protection equipment, it all needed to be vetted to make sure it was safe for them to wear. So, you know, we did that as well, too. And then our in-person events have turned to virtual. So, you know, we've been kind of navigating the best we can as we move forward through the pandemic.
Did your fundraising numbers or your interest from community members jump when the pandemic really started taking off?
No, we've kind of maintained pretty well, actually, at this moment. So the community has been very supportive of us through the pandemic.
Okay, so I was just wondering if it was like all of a sudden you had tons and tons of support with the pandemic, but it seems like it stayed pretty consistent. Great. Elizabeth, is there anything you'd like to add?
We have a lotto coming up right now. If you Google the Big 50-50, it's actually four charities out here in BC that are all partnering together. So it's Fraser Valley Healthcare Foundation, Variety, Cerebral Palsy, and the Zach Ranch. The four of us are working together, so you could win up to $1 million. So, you know, if anyone's interested in getting a ticket or anything, it supports four wonderful charities out here in BC, and we are one of them. And all the info is on our website. You can just Google Fraser Valley Healthcare Foundation.